Medford Area School Board held their monthly meeting on Monday, January the 23rd, and District Administrator Pat Sullivan is here with the summary.
Yeah, well, we started out by focusing on our strategic goal number 7. And again, our strategic plan has been in place now for several years, put together by about 80 community members. And one of the things that they focused on at that time and sent a message to the board was we got to look at infrastructure. And as we look at it and update this and you know, get the board up to speed every year on each goal, specifically the infrastructure goal talked about plumbing, electrical, network cabling, lockers, parking lots, and that's district-wide. So we talked about that. A lot of our work has been at the high school, but we've also repaired and replaced roofs. We've done parking lots around the district. We're going to put new lockers in the high school next year. So we're doing pretty good on that one. The next part was to build new science and engineering classrooms. This is a focus, a goal that was directed to the school board 5 or 6 years ago, and we haven't hit that mark on that one yet. We've tried a couple times with referendums to upgrade our science and engineering. Yeah, one of the other things that we need to focus on from the strategic plan was to build the agriculture and tech ed classrooms. Well, because we have such great community support from our ag department, our FFA alumni, in an effort to, you know, join forces, we know we've done that. We have that barn. We've converted two classrooms, created two classrooms out there in the new barn. We also refurbished the barn that sat on that property. And again, we did a lot of that with the help of, with the partnership between us and our alumni. And then the tech ed classrooms, again, we're hoping that we get this grant. If we get the grant, we'll be adding on to our tech ed classrooms. But we have used a grant with matching funds from the district to bring in new equipment to our tech ed classrooms already, but we are looking for more space. We continue to make that a goal. Another one was to expand gym space for physical education and athletic practice. Again, we have not hit that mark yet, but we are also hoping that we get the grant. The grant would give us a space, and then we could come back and put a wood floor in there, and we would hit that mark. The last one was to build a new red and white theater with a larger stage and additional seating. And again, that was something we tried to do through a referendum, and we haven't hit that target yet. So again, updating the board and continuing to try to meet these goals that were set in place years ago. The next thing we did was talk about how we get our audit done. We've been with Bauman and Associates for years, but they had informed us they are getting out of the business of auditing public schools. And so we awarded the new contract to Johnson & Block to do our annual audit.
And we'll have more of our visit with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.